Seaside Park in Long Beach was once a drug-infested area, but the city was able to use redevelopment funds to make a difference. Christine Guerrero of the League of California Cities.
We have community up in arms about what was going on in the area. Redevelopment came in and created a new park, cleaned up the area, built new playgrounds, and now you have kids playing there.
But Governor Jerry Brown wants to cut local redevelopment funds to help close the budget deficit. Now a group of Long Beach businesses, community groups, and redevelopment supporters are fighting back. They cite Proposition 22, which California voters passed last November. 61% of voters said they don't want redevelopment funds taken by the state.
What we believe that the governor has done in this proposal to eliminate redevelopment is to violate the will of the voters.
Today, these redevelopment supporters launched a radio ad campaign to encourage California voters to fight against this budget.
Everybody's hurting. Sending our local funds to cover the state's red ink will only make it worse. Enough.
The campaign is also advertising on Facebook and online. They are asking voters to sign their online petition to demand legislators leave these funds alone. In January, Governor Brown spoke to the League of California Cities about the possible cuts to redevelopment. In a video of the speech posted on his website, he said to get through this tough economic time, everyone must make sacrifices.
So we're short of money, and cities are short of money, and schools are laying off teachers. I mean, we're all in a tough situation. So we got to think of as Californians first, not just everybody fighting over everything else. And so my thought on the redevelopment, that's one of the pieces.
Guerrero says, even if the governor's budget passes, this fight is not over.
Because it's unconstitutional, voters have said, keep your hands off redevelopment money, keep your hands off local money. It'll probably go to a lawsuit by local governments.
The legislator has until March 10th to vote on this proposed budget. Stephanie McNeil, Annenberg Radio News.